Chapter 5, The Proper Use of Time. I don't know, Charlie, I just don't have the time now to get going in the right direction. I'm swamped with work, home, a wife, kids. I just don't know where I would fit a goal in. These words have come from Mr. Davis's mouth on more than one occasion. We must all suffer from one of two pains, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. The difference is discipline weighs ounces, while regret weighs tons. Very important words are those, Michael. I guess I don't get it. Well, think about your deathbed, Michael. There are certain things, things you have yet to do but long to do, that if you don't achieve them during your lifetime, you will have deep regrets. There is one certainty, and that is that the end of your life will come, and sooner than you think. I'm an old man now, and I'm amazed by how fast life has gone by. For me, it's almost over. Luckily, I have lived well. I have done almost everything I desired. Yet so many men and women never even let themselves dream, and those who do, most of them never overcome their fear and strive for their dream. Then one day, they wake up on their deathbed, and there's nothing, not one single thing that they can do about it. Their bodies are frail, weak, and unwilling. Then they suffer from the crushing weight of the pain of regret. You see, Charlie continued, days are expensive. When you spend a day, you have one less day to spend, so make sure you spend each one wisely. How do you know if you're spending your days wisely? Michael asked. Mr. Davis would tell you that your day is being spent wisely if it is being spent in the best way possible. Every day has many opportunities, but only one best opportunity. Your best opportunities are those that align with your overall goals and should be what you spend your time on. Would that be how you describe your days, Michael? No, my days are spent getting by, making sure I get paid so I can pay the bills. And that is exactly the time management trap that most people get into. They spend their time on the urgent rather than the important. The urgent is a tyrant of a master that enslaves you if you let it. It is better to be the master of time rather than vice versa. It is important to be the designer of our lives. Michael, if you don't design your own life plan, chances are you will fall into someone else's plan. And guess what they have planned for you? What? Not much, Charlie said with a broad grin on his face. That's for sure, Michael said with a subtle laugh. Yes, Michael, something will master and something will serve. Either you run the day or the day runs you. Either you control your time or it controls you. Take your pick. Just then, Michael's pager on his cell phone went off. He looked at it and then said, Well, the urgent is calling. I have to get going. Michael looked sincerely at Charlie. I really appreciate you taking the time to teach me this stuff, Charlie. You sure have gleaned a lot from Mr. Davis. It's great of you to pass it on to me. Thanks. And Michael was on his way to put out some unimportant fire.